Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Monday, decreasing clouds in the mid-teens. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 2. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, mid-30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, snow showers, then rain and snow, upper 20s. And Wednesday, will continue the chance of rain and snow, temps upper 30s. Right now, it's 10 above.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a Nebraska man involved in a fight with a sheriff's deputy who fired shots at him has been arrested. Authorities say the shooting happened early Saturday following a traffic stop near the west central Kansas town of Larned. A KBI News release says a Pawnee County sheriff's deputy shot a passenger in the vehicle following an altercation. The passenger then fled on foot. The KBI says the passenger, identified as 21-year-old Alejandro Alvarado of Lincoln, Nebraska, was later found at Pawnee Rock and arrested. Authorities say he had not been shot. A small earthquake has been reported in the southern part of Kansas. The U.S. Geological Survey said a magnitude 4.5 quake struck near Hutchinson shortly after 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. No damage reported. The Hutch News reports the earthquake happened near where several others have happened in Reno County. And after handily defeating the Tennessee Titans, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl bound. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at rustyyakford.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Authorities say one person died in an accident just after 6:30 last night in Pratt County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports an 08 Chevy Colorado driven by 48-year-old Jose Munoz Arroyo of Dodge City was westbound on U-54 when the pickup left the roadway and the driver overcorrected. The pickup rolled into the median and came to rest in eastbound lanes. Munoz Arroyo pronounced deceased at the scene. A passenger in the vehicle, 41-year-old Rolando Calmay, and 21-year-old Jennifer Munoz, both of Dodge City, were transported to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita for treatment of their injuries. Police in Kansas City say at least two people are dead this morning and 15 reportedly injured in a shooting outside a bar. The shooting took place shortly before midnight last night in Kansas City, and police there said that the responding officers found a chaotic scene and had to call in help from around the city. A man and woman found dead by police upon arrival, at least 15 others showing up at local hospitals with injuries. Mid-America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Nebraska State Patrol says a winter storm that raked the state Friday snarled traffic for hundreds of drivers and caused at least one death on I-80. The patrol says the driver was killed around 11:30 Friday morning when the pickup truck he was driving eastbound near Hershey spun out of control across the western Nebraska I-80 median and then into the path of a semi-trailer. That crash killed the pickup driver, 57-year-old Michael Crow of Colorado Springs, Colorado. The semi-driver not hurt. The patrol says Friday's weather sent troopers to deal with more than 200 weather-related incidents. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is delaying action on a set of restrictions that would drastically limit overnight campers and beachgoers at Nebraska's largest reservoir, Lake McConaughey, in western Nebraska. The additional time being needed to consider the suggestions offered by hundreds of people who showed up for a hearing on the proposed rules. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. A $100 per month increase for all county employees except commissioners was approved, with an additional 6% for the county clerk and treasurer, 4% for the Agency on Aging director, and a 3% increase for county sheriff, register of deeds, public works administrator, and emergency management director. Barb Kiekhaver was elected chairman of the board for 2020. A motion to reappoint Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger as county councilor died for lack of a second. The post will be put out for bids for law firms in Marshall or adjacent counties. Commissioners discussed the policy regarding employees and the closure of the courthouse due to weather. Sheriff Dan Hargrave advised a public information meeting on the proposed jail expansion project is set for Wednesday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. During the annual reorganization, David Wilbrandt was elected board chairman and Raleigh Ordine vice chair for 2020, and annual appointments were named. The pay scale, as previously approved, will increase 4%. Anita Bott was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board, and Andy Leesburg to the Twin Valley Developmental Board. Rebecca Zack has joined the staff of K-State Research and Extension River Valley District as a crop production extension agent. District offices are located in Washington, Belleville, Clay Center, and Concordia. Zach will be based from the Concordia office. She earned a bachelor's degree in agronomy, consulting, and production from Kansas State University, and most recently was employed as an agronomy intern for Winfield United. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week consisted of mostly routine business, including annual appointments and reorganization. Gage County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday. A public hearing is scheduled January 29th at 9:30 a.m. to consider legislation enacted in 2014 to decide on elected or appointed county surveyors in those counties under 150,000 in population. County offices will be closed Monday, January 20th in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Marysville USD 364 School Board met Wednesday. They discussed cost savings amounting to over $300,000 for the Ag Technology Complex after recommended changes, but waited on a final decision until the matter can be further reviewed and current budget obligations can be considered. The March meeting will be the 18th due to spring break and the May meeting the 20th due to the athletic banquet. The board will meet with Kansas Association of School Board representatives this Wednesday to review superintendent candidates, with interviews planned later this month. The board will also consider capital outlay expenses for the Ag Technology Project Wednesday evening. Some area residents reported feeling a tremor early Sunday afternoon as a 4.4 magnitude earthquake was reported just south of Hutchinson shortly after 1 p.m. Marysville High School crowned royalty at the winter homecoming, which was postponed until Sunday. Marissa Kapp was named queen and Alex White king.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have an upper-level system overhead to bring in some cloud covers. We have a surface high-pressure system that's going to bring us decreasing clouds. Quiet weather for tonight, but still chilly out there and into tonight. Another system will move across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest as we get into Tuesday night. Continuing into Wednesday and Thursday, bringing more chances of rain and snow and a wintry mix, but we are going to see a little bit warmer temperatures. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, decreasing clouds, mid-teens, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of 2. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, increasing clouds in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, snow likely, rain and snow in the upper 20s. As into Wednesday, scattered rain and snow showers early, then we'll have rain showers in the upper 30s. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain and snow, lower 30s, and Thursday, a wintry mix. And that's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January 38, record high on this date 61 in 1997. The average low 17, the record low is 2 below 0 in 2008. Sunset this evening 5:31, sunrise in the morning at 7:44. It's a chilly 9 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the northeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather. For this Monday, the 20th of January, KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Drive into the new year with CJ Express. They've got you covered with great fuel for your vehicles and great food for your family. January's specialty pizza is the Cheesy Philly, a cheesesteak delight on a pizza crust. Or try one of the new salads and wraps available. New year, new you. Let CJ Express get you moving into it.
It'll be a rose-colored Super Bowl 54 in Miami in 2 weeks. Hi, everybody. Todd Ent reporting on sports. The Chiefs and 49ers made it to the big game in San Francisco Sunday night.
They get it to Mostert off the left side, gets wide. A stiff arm on Martinez. Down the sideline. Raheem Mostert does it again.
On KNBR, Raheem Mostert ran for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns. And 49ers cruised to a 37-20 win over the Packers for the NFC title.
I know how happy our players were, how much they wanted this. And I was just so proud of how they played and how hard they fought.
Niners coach Kyle Shanahan. In Kansas City, quarterback Pat Mahomes led the Chiefs to 4 unanswered touchdowns, including this 27-yard run.
He's at the 10.
On 101-1, the Fox, a 35-24 win over the Titans, and the Chiefs are back in the big game for the first time in 50 years.
They work hard, never give up. I appreciate that. They don't care about the score. They just bring it.
Kansas City coach Andy Reid. This is ABC Sports. In the NBA Sunday, the Pacers outscored the Nuggets 41-26 in the fourth quarter, and Indiana forward Doug McDermott knocked down 4 three-pointers in the final stanza to finish with 24 off the bench.
Cross court left to McDermott, a long one airborne and through the middle.
On WFNI, Pacers pan the Nuggets 115-107 in Denver. In San Antonio, the Spurs beat the Heat 107-102. LaMarcus Aldridge had a game-high 21. On ice, the Hurricanes and Islanders go to a shootout. Anders Lee giving New York one last shot.
James Reimer with a chance to seal an incredible story.
On WCMC with James Reimer making the final save. The Penguins rallied and beat the Bruins 4-3. And in Chicago, a special moment for Patrick Kane as he earned his 1,000th career point on an assist to Brandon Saad. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
The Marysville Bulldog wrestling team finishes runner-up to Beatrice in the 15-team Jayhusker Invitational held in Marysville Saturday. Saturday basketball action. Marysville takes a pair at Abilene in makeup games. Marysville girls win 50-32. Marysville boys win 59-50. Championships of the Mudecas basketball tournament. Southern girls are runner-up in the B division, falling to HTRS 46-35. De La Rodelle finishes fourth, dropping a 43-29 decision to Sterling in the consolation. Southern boys win the B division over De La Rodelle 46-30. Twin Valley League girls action at Washington County on Saturday. Frankfort defeated Wetmore 55-40. Centralia took Onega 62-26. Blue Valley defeated Lynn 52-21. Donovan West girls over Axtell 65-38. And Washington County beat Troy 48-30. In boys play, Valley Heights over Wetmore 59-36. Clifton Clyde took Onega 86-15. Frankfort beat Lynn 54-31. Axtell topped Troy 55-44. And Hanover beat Donovan West 59-29. Twin Valley League tournament action on Monday at Washington County. Girls tip off at 3:15 with Valley Heights versus Donovan West, and Centralia meets Blue Valley. Boys at 4:45, Washington County entertains Axtell, and Frankfort tips off with Clifton Clyde. Back to the girls at 6:15, Hanover with Frankfort, and Washington County entertains Clifton Clyde. Boys at 7:45, Valley Heights meets Blue Valley, and Hanover tips off with Centralia. Our broadcast schedule Monday, Valley Heights Donovan West girls at 3:15, Washington County Axtell boys at 4:45. Hanover versus Frankfort girls at 6:15 and Valley Heights Blue Valley boys at 7:45.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525. Inline Construction, providing quality work at reasonable prices.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Even though the first trade deal with China has been signed, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he still expects U.S. farmers to get a third round of 2019 trade aid payments. USDA has not officially announced if and when farmers would get those payments. Perdue said the move is still waiting for approval from the White House Office of Management and Budget. Perdue said the agreement won't interfere with the final round of trade assistance payments made under the Market Facilitation Program. He said his expectation is the third round will be issued immediately, and he's counting on it, but we've got to get all that allocated through OMB, he says. But no reason why it can't be done. U.S. government instituted the aid program as the trade war with China escalated, and the Asian country implemented retaliatory tariffs on American farm goods. The first round of payments was issued last fall, with the second payments coming in the winter. Perdue did say that farmers should not expect new assistance this year beyond the $28 billion that was previously approved. The administration wants to begin phase two trade talks with China as soon as possible, with President Trump willing to travel to China to help keep them going. The National Biodiesel Conference and Expo getting underway at Tampa in the biggest gathering of the biodiesel industry, unveiling Vision 2020. The industry will look to the future after ending 2019 with recent policy victories in D.C. Danelle Rehagen, the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, says last year at this time, U.S. biodiesel and refillable diesel producers face an uncertain future. Thanks to the members and supporters of the industry champions, we're going to see a new year ready to deliver even more biodiesel to both the transportation and home heating fuel customers. He said the conference an opportunity to lay out the roadmap for the next 10 years for fuel that's better than ever, cleaner, and now available coast to coast. Industry stakeholders at the conference will get new information on the latest vehicle technology, take a deep dive into the future of renewable fuels, and hear from expert speakers on environmental policies. That is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. President Trump will sign another historic trade deal this week after signing one with China last week. Trump announced plans, his plan, to sign the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement during last week's White House signing of a $200 billion deal with China, worth some $40 billion a year to U.S. farmers for the next 2 years.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it. This is the biggest deal there is anywhere in the world by far. And that's good. We're doing another big one next week.
And USMCA will also be big. At some $70 billion a year, more than $2 billion of that total for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Once Canada ratifies it in the next few months, Mexico's already signed. South Dakota Senator and Majority Whip John Thune said this just ahead of last week's bipartisan 89-10 Senate USMCA vote.
Canada and Mexico are the number one and number two markets for American agricultural products. And this agreement will preserve and expand farmers' access to these two critical exports. export markets and give farmers certainty about what these markets are going to look like going forward.
It will be especially beneficial for U.S. dairy producers.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will preserve U.S. dairy farmers' role as a key dairy supplier to Mexico, and it will substantially expand market access to Canada. The U.S. International Trade Commission estimates that the agreement will boost U.S. dairy exports by more than $277 million.
While boosting access for United States poultry and eggs, making U.S. wheat grinding in Canada fairer, and allowing continued growth in beef sales to Mexico, the White House issued a statement after USMCA's House and Senate passage saying that the NAFTA replacement will rebalance trade between the three countries and lead to significant U.S. economic and job growth. Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It may be a little too early to run out and buy that new tractor. More about phase one of the Chinese trade deal after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Grain and soybean traders at the Chicago Board of Trade, not to mention farmers with full bins of unmarketed corn, beans, and wheat, spent the last couple of days of last week trying to figure out where things were headed after the signing of the Phase 1 trade deal with China. And in the first couple of trading sessions, things were headed down. Prices were down. One trader said it looks like the classic buy the rumor and sell the fact, as many of the agricultural markets across the board were lower. He said it might still take a month or more to establish strong demand from these trade agreements. Meanwhile, how are farmers feeling in general about their businesses? Paul Giorgi has a pretty good idea. He spends a large part of his days talking with farmers. He's at Allendale Incorporated in McHenry, Illinois.
The attitude of the producer is very good right now. A rally would just be a really good thing for everybody in agriculture. If this market would fail for some reason, the USDA puts out a report that is not as bullish as trade thinks. We could see some downward pressure here in the market. Demand is relatively weak, but I think the overall attitude of the farmer is good. My concern about the farmer right now, or the farmer situation, is how many farmers have their bins full of grain and that haven't sold anything? Now, we are running into two sectors there. You've got one group of farmers that are cleaning out their bins. They're moving their product. They're selling the grain at the higher basis, and they're concerned, well, what if it goes up? And then you've got the other producer that has not sold anything, and he believes that prices are going to go up, and he wants to get the higher price for it. So there's kind of two tiers out there. Two groups, and which one will be right, that'll be determined, I think, maybe even before the March time frame, simply because I think a lot of trade still, a lot of producers have grain sold on basis contracts and so forth, and if we don't get that rally, they may all be forced to move out of that contract by the 1st of March.
Paul Giorgi of Allendale Incorporated, there's a big webinar coming up at the end of the month that you may be interested in. Seems a lot of people already are.
We've got our Allendale Annual Outlook Conference coming up here on January 28th, 29th, and 30th. It'll be an online webinar-style meeting. We've got a lot of people signed up for that already, and which means that they're interested in what's going on.
Back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 295 yards and three touchdowns to lead the Chiefs to an NFL title game. Westwood One Sports' Kevin Harlan had the call as the Chiefs ended their 50-year Super Bowl drought.
Shotgun snap, dropping back, looking right, no, looking left, no. Now he's from behind, hit, he breaks free, he staggers down, losing his balance. Down he goes at the 18. That's it. That's it. The Chiefs will take over on downs.
Tennessee led 17-7 until Mahomes led two touchdown drives over the last 4 minutes 3 seconds of the first half, beginning his 20-yard scoring strike to Tyreek Hill. Mahomes threw for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Chiefs reached the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years. It'll be the Chiefs and 49ers February 2nd. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kaufman Seeds here, and it's time to be thinking about next spring's soybean seed needs. But don't be taken in by cheap prices of seed that may not have the maximum yield potential. We produce all of our soybeans here in Kansas, so we know that they can handle the environment we farm in. Don't lose out on the extra yield because of a cheap price. Enlist E3, Extend, GT27, and Conventional. All are available. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Hey folks, it's Sam Speck, your farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network.
With 1 year behind us, another one is in front, and it's time for the Mid-America Ag Network 2020 Ag Outlook. We speak with industry professionals, giving you the latest news and upcoming 2020 goals throughout both the grain and livestock industries. Airing through the Mid-America Ag Network from mid to late January, you won't want to miss out on this year's 2020 Ag Outlook. Brought to you by the Kansas Corn Growers Association, the Kansas Wheat Commission, and PNB Insurance of Wichita.
Hoops action from the weekend. It was the West Virginia Mountaineers losing to the K-State Wildcats on Saturday. Wildcats on top, 84-68. Up next for K-State, they'll head to KU tomorrow night. Wildcats and the Jayhawks will mix it up at 6 p.m. KU was also in action on Saturday. They came out on top over the Texas Longhorns 66-57. And the Wichita State Shockers also in action on Saturday. They took a loss to the Houston Cougars 65-54. Up next for the Shocks, they'll travel southeast to take on the South Florida Bulls tomorrow night. Tip off at 6 p.m. Former Wichita East High School standout football player Xavier Kelly announced Saturday morning that he was entering his name into the NCAA transfer portal. Kelly said, "I've decided to enter the transfer portal and continue my football career elsewhere." He said it's an honor to say he graduated from Clemson. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs, a sweep of Abilene in a makeup game Saturday. Marysville boys win the late game 59-50. Grueling the first half with a 17-point halftime lead. Abilene rallied back for a 19-6 run in the third quarter. Came as close as 2 points and held that difference late in the game. Marysville prevailed with late free throws. A balanced attack with 10 Bulldogs scoring. Led by Matt Holly and reserve Owen Niesel with 8 apiece. Marysville improved to 7-1, 4-1 atop the NCKL. Abilene was led by Travis Beach with 13, Grant Hines in double figures with 10. Abilene falls to 4-3, 3-1. Marysville boys win 59-50. Marysville girls came out of the block strong and outscored Abilene all four quarters in a 50-32 win. Bulldogs led by Sammy Bartles with 19 points, Macy Raver with 11 on three trays. Lady Bulldogs' first win since the season opener improved to 2-6, 1-4 in the league. Abilene scoring was led by Beth Holmes with 12 points. Now girls fall to 3-4, 1-3. Marysville girls win 50-32. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bierke.
Saturday basketball action. Marysville takes a pair at Abilene in makeup games. Marysville girls win 50-32. Marysville boys win 59-50. Championships of the Mudecas basketball tournament. Southern girls are runner-up in the B division, falling to HTRS 46-35. Dillard Odell finishes fourth, dropping a 43-29 decision to Sterling in the consolation. Southern boys win the B division over Dillard Odell 46-30. Twin Valley League girls action at Washington County on Saturday. Frankfort defeated Wetmore 55-40. Centralia took Onega 62-26. Blue Valley defeated Lynn 52-21. Donova West girls over Axtell 65-38, and Washington County beat Troy 48-30. In boys' play, Valley Heights over Wetmore 59-36. Clifton Clyde took Onega 86-15. Frankfort beat Lynn 54-31. Axtell topped Troy 55-44. And Hanover beat Donova West 59-29. Twin Valley League tournament action on Monday at Washington County. Girls tip off at 3:15 with Valley Heights versus Donovan West, and Centralia meets Blue Valley. Boys at 4:45, Washington County entertains Axtell, and Frankfort tips off with Clifton Clyde. Back to the girls at 6:15, Hanover with Frankfort, and Washington County entertains Clifton Clyde. Boys at 7:45, Valley Heights meets Blue Valley, and Hanover tips off with Centralia. Our broadcast schedule Monday, Valley Heights Donovan West girls at 3:15. Washington County Axtell boys at 4:45. Hanover versus Frankfort girls at 6:15 and Valley Heights Blue Valley boys at 7:45. The Marysville Bulldog wrestling team finishes runner-up to Beatrice in the 15-team Jayhusker Invitational held in Marysville Saturday.
It's tough to feel energized on a Monday in February, but a few lifestyle changes could put some extra zip in your day. We will share a few on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Well, the holidays have come and gone, but I guess health coverage wasn't the best purchase I made for the new year. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans?
No, what's that?
They're a new health care provider. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest provider network available, Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans can help. For an online quote, visit KansasFarmBureauHealthPlans.com.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 20th.